You're listening to Public Radio 90 WNMU. I'm Kurt Hosworth, host of Class Eclectic, on the phone with Sue Roll, the executive director of the William Boniface Fine Arts Center. It's the regional arts center in Michigan's Upper Peninsula in the Escanaba region. And we're talking events and classes and all kinds of good things coming up as we're approaching summer. Some places we may even call it looking like spring right now. Good morning, Sue. Good to have you on the line.
Good morning, Kurt. It's good to be here.
Yeah, so it sounds like we've got quite a few events coming up on the calendar at the Boniface. Things are melting outside. It's looking like spring and summer in a lot of places. So what kind of events do we have coming up at the Boniface?
This Friday night is our on 7th and Ludington. So if you're coming from out of town, or actually anywhere in town, that is your destination, 7th and Ludington. It's an evening of a dinner, an art show, and a great comedy. So dinner at Hereford and Hops. There's a set menu and a discount for people who say they're with the 7th and Ludington group. At the Boniface, before the play begins, the gallery will be open. We'll have a few artists in from our Sensoria Artist Collective. That's the exhibit we have going on now, so a wide variety of art from Marquette, Escanaba, and around the central UP. And then at 7:30, the doors to the Boniface Theater open, and that night we'll be having Moon Over Buffalo. It's its opening night. If you need a good laugh, that's a great show to attend.
So that's a lovely evening of dinner and art and comedy and theater all put together and at a little bit of a deal too, right?
Yeah, it's if you bring your receipt from Hereford and Hops, you can enter a drawing as players at the show and potentially be the winner of a pair of vouchers for the fall season opener for players.
Ah,
their next show.
All right. So definitely we'll get a little bit of an inside scoop on what's coming up next with Players to Knock. So, okay, that's on 7th and Ludington, and that's Friday the 26th of April. I also hear that there's a concert coming up, House of Hamel. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
House of Hamel is going to be, these are really outstanding artists. They have a website, houseofhamel.com. That's Hamel with two L's and one M. They have a really excellent fusion, everything from Celtic and blues. They're award-winning artists. They're going to be doing some other shows here in the UP, and Sunday night is our evening to have them. It's donation at the door, too. We call it a house concert, so come on in, donate to the cause. It's sponsored both by the Boniface Arts Center and a local nonprofit called Blues for a Cause. So it's all about live music. It's in our studio, so it's a small theater setting. The artists are very interactive and personable. It's really going to be it's a pleasant evening. It's a really pleasant evening and great music.
Yeah, that sounds like a lovely opportunity to take in some music, and that'll be Sunday, May 5th at 7 p.m.?
Exactly.
All right, wonderful. So a musical offering there, and then there's also a reception coming up in the beginning of May, right?
Exactly. The Sensoria exhibit is coming to a conclusion on April 30th, and our next show is called the Membership Show. So it displays a lot of art from both experienced and professional artists, as well as new and emerging artists. So it will have a wide variety of art to take a look at. So if you're not sure what floats your boat in the art world, this is a great chance to find out.
Excellent. So that'll be a lot of different kinds of art at that reception for the membership show, and that's May 9th at 7 p.m. Wonderful. Well, there's also classes that are always on offer at the Boniface Arts Center. Is there something coming up in May you'd like to highlight?
Yes, there is. It's called Introduction to Wet Felting. So boiled wool has always been a staple in the northern climates. This is a modified version of dampening wool and pulling it out to make a lightweight wool shawl or scarf or wrap. It's a beautiful technique. It's very forgiving. That which very forgiving means anybody at any skill level who wants to play with wool or textiles, this is a great opportunity.
Right, right. Yeah, it sounds like something that, you know, for me anyways, my wife does a lot of knitting. And when I see her knitting, I think, what kind of black magic are you working on right now? So when you say it's forgiving, that sounds like it's a good way to get your foot into the door for something creative, to make something nice for yourself or for your mother or whoever it is that is special in your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's coming up Saturday, May 11th?
Yes, from 11 in the morning till 4. So it's kind of a pleasant afternoon. And it'd be a lovely way to spend a day and learn something new and get a little creative.
Yeah, yeah. And not feel too frustrated like I might with knitting or with crocheting, those kind of things. So wet felting, that sounds like a great way to get your foot in the door for some crafting. Also, since I kind of previewed summer, I know there's a lot of summer activities coming up at the Boniface. What can you tell us about some summer plans for people who'd like to maybe mark some things on their calendar for the next few months?
Well, for those people who plan, we have Missoula Children's Theater coming here the week of June 17th. It's an awesome opportunity for kids to get a taste of theater, of how to work in a group and yet be kind of an individual star. So it's free. The auditions are Monday, June 17th at 10 a.m. We've had a lot of kids who actually come into the area and they spend the week with their aunt or their uncle, their grandparents. And it's their Missoula week.
Oh, nice, nice.
It is.
Sounds like a release.
We've been hosting it for 25 years.
Wow.
So it's theater is very cool, and this is a great chance for children. If they want to be backstage, there are opportunities for them to be backstage folks. But mostly it's on stage, and it's a one-week deal. So they audition at 10 a.m. on Monday. The cast is set, and they begin rehearsals at 12:30 on Monday, and they give two performances the Saturday, you know, 5 days later, 6 days later. Mm-hmm. So performances will be at 3 and 6 p.m. on Saturday, June 22nd.
Wonderful. And that, like you said, that sounds like a wonderful special occasion for those who kind of plan that and say, this is your Missoula week, and you can really have that great theater experience, whether you're in the front or if you're behind the scenes. Great opportunities for children to get involved that way. Also, there's, you know, always art happening at the Boniface. How about on the kids' side?
On the kids' side, we have, we've scheduled a couple of requested classes. We had a request for children's drawing and sketching. So we have that coming up this summer for kids of all ages. We actually have a fairy houses class.
Ooh.
In June. So people who like in their garden might want to build a little fairy house out of all kinds of natural materials. We offer that on June 21st. So the other thing, so kids like that, but the kids and all of us do too.
My mother-in-law makes some of those too, and they're really cool. Especially,
really
they can
cute.
Be really detailed too.
Oh, absolutely. We have some people who obsess over, you know, should this be in moss or a leaf?
That's
important.
Yeah, that's a great opportunity to really work on little crafting details like that. And it looks like maybe there's one more thing here, too. Music Mondays is always the series of free concerts in the Ludington Park in Escanaba. I'm assuming there's more of those coming up this summer, too.
Absolutely. From the last Monday in June through the first Monday in August, 7 o'clock Mondays at the Karis Bandshell in Ludington Park, there's a free great concert. We have a good lineup coming up that's on our website, bonifacearts.org. And it's come down, maybe bring a picnic, you know, make yourselves at home.
Yeah, make an evening out of it and nourish yourself and hear some good music at the same time. And just a reminder, we're speaking with Sue Roll. She's the executive director at the Boniface Arts Center in Escanaba, Michigan, talking about events and classes and opportunities for children as well in all realms of the arts in our Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Sue, is there anything else you'd like to add about what's happening at the Boniface?
There's really not much else happening class-wise, but feel free to stop in anytime. We have a creative corner, so you can make your own little custom art project anytime you want. Anytime we're open, it's available.
Excellent. And as always, bonifacearts.org. You can find out more information, find the calendar of events, and find out more about any of those events and classes that we may have discussed this morning, talking again about the Boniface Arts Center. Sue, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks so much, Kurt. You have a good day.
You too.